Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel Action elevates an overlooked environmental and public health crisis. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
I never even considered the fact, till we started doing this research and put out this report, that our filtration system in our national water system and in our state water system and in our towns could not filter abortion pills and human remains. I never would have thought of that.
And you know, what most people don't realize is that it's not just abortion pills, mifepristone. And we'll talk about that specifically because this is what Liberty Counsel Action has done in an amazing way. AbortionUnderwater.org is the website that has a lot of information. I encourage you to check out. But also the water treatment plants are not prepared or capable of filtering out a lot of different kinds of medication that goes into the water supply. So what we're finding is antibiotics, when somebody takes antibiotics, it's going into the water supply system. Those antibiotics are not being filtered out of the water supply. That's not a controversial proposition. It's not a pro-life issue in terms of that's just being advocated by people who are pro-life. That particular scientific fact is understood and agreed to by a wide variety of people, scientists, and organizations, and has been known for quite some time. So that's been an issue. So now you add on to that. So you start with the basic proposition. Are drugs entering into the water supply system that are not being able to be filtered out by the water supply system? And the answer to that is unequivocally, yes. That's not a disputed point. So let's move beyond that. That's the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
What about mifepristone? Mifepristone is an abortion drug, and it blocks the production of progesterone. Women need progesterone during pregnancy to feed the baby. And if you block the production of progesterone, it starves the baby. The second drug that is administered to women in these chemical abortions causes the labor. So the first one, mifepristone, progesterone blocker, kills the baby. The second one causes the labor, and you then give birth to, in most cases, not all, sometimes they're still alive, a dead baby. And so this mifepristone, like some of these other drugs, have long-lasting metabolites. They are not filtered out in the water supply. So mifepristone, where are these abortions taking place, is over toilets. It's a shocking thing to think about. But these abortion drugs are happening. Women are then in the bathroom, on a toilet, and expelling the baby body parts, or the baby in whole, because the baby is intact. And sometimes they're alive and sometimes they're dead. And there's been reports of women actually seeing their live baby in the water. But what you have is mifepristone going into the water supply. It's a progesterone blocker. Mifepristone, since it's a progesterone blocker, could cause miscarriages because the baby dies and then you expel the baby. So with the rise of the miscarriages that were happening and the infertility because of miscarriages, the question is that happening because the water supply is being contaminated? We know that it's going into the water. We know that it can't be filtered out of the water. So how much of it is coming back into our drinking water? That's the unknown, and that's what needs to be studied.
Yeah, well, fortunately, in the last several months, Liberty Counsel Action has met with officials from the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, the White House Domestic Policy Council, and some other key congressional offices to recommend action. Obviously, there needs to be a lot more research. And I think it's even gotten the attention of Secretary Kennedy, realizing this is not only a pro-life issue, this is a health crisis that's happening right before our very eyes.
Yeah, and it's not just, in this case, drugs with long-lasting metabolites like mifepristone and misoprostol, which is the one that causes the labor or contractions. It's also something that's unprecedented. And this is something that is totally different than any other drug. Human remains. The human remains of the baby who's being aborted are going into the water supply. That's the flesh, the bones, the sinew, the tendons. All of that's going into the water supply. The water supplies are not capable of filtering that out. It was never meant to put human remains into water supplies. So that's what's happening. And mifepristone is the largest cause of abortion. Chemical abortions are the, by far, majority abortions. Between 63 to some estimates up to 80% of all abortions are chemical abortions now.
Say 20 years ago, the abortion pill wasn't as popular as it is now.
Right.
And as we talked about earlier, you know, the brick and mortar abortion facilities, many of those are closing, praise God. But the increase in abortion is still happening because of these abortion pills. So that is now drawing attention to, well, what is happening when these women take these abortion pills?
Yeah, so the number of these chemical abortions are increasing far beyond what they were anticipated, or at least what they were told would be 25 years ago during the Clinton administration. So it's a totally different environment now. A lot of chemicals from these chemical abortion pills are going into the water supply and human remains. And that will continue to increase. So Liberty Counsel Action created this abortioninourwater.org, and it's chock full of a lot of information. Our team is raising the attention that the EPA, FDA, HHS need to take action, review this. And we've got the attention of the HHS, and Secretary Kennedy has become aware of this. It's in the second MAHA report, this particular issue. And this is starting to gain traction in Congress and also within the various administrative agencies. So we launched the abortioninourwater.org website, lots of resources. We've met multiple times with members of Congress. We've met with EPA officials. We've met with HHS officials. And we've met with others in the administration. The EPA has acknowledged the environmental concerns related to mifepristone and its metabolites, and the EPA staff has signaled that they are interested in further meetings and also potential actions. We've made also several briefings, and we are following up with the White House staff on these issues as well.
But you know, on that page, Abortion or Water, we have a 98-page special report for your your light reading, but that gives a lot of information and a lot of research that's showing that what we're saying is true and is truly happening. So, you know, we'd recommend that you read some of it maybe and spread the word to others, because the more people that start reaching out to Washington, D.C., the faster this will happen.
Yeah, and so go to abortioninourwater.org, and there's PowerPoints there, there's talking points, there's the large white paper that you just talked about, fully researched with footnotes. Lots of information for you to get this information out. And it's not just on the federal level. Certainly, we're dealing with EPA, HHS, FDA on this issue. But also, each state has their own water supply system and laws and agencies. So you can take this on a state-by-state level as well. We've also hand-delivered our special report to members of Congress. We've assisted in preliminary discussions for potential environmental subcommittee hearings. We've taken actions that contributed to the inclusion of mifepristone-related language in an appropriations report that encourages the EPA to include mifepristone metabolites in its unregulated contaminant monitoring to study and track it wherever it enters the wastewater or drinking water supply.
All of us have a vested interest in this because we all need water to survive.
Yeah, and we've also submitted in congressional testimony, because Congress just recently had hearing on mifepristone. And this is where Senator Joss Hawley was asking the question to the OBGYN called by the Democrats about, can a man get pregnant? And the person would refuse to answer. But it was in that congressional hearing that one of our team members submitted written testimony on the health and environmental concerns with chemical abortion drugs in this January 2026 Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee hearing regarding mifepristone. For more information on this topic, go to abortioninourwater.org. That's abortioninourwater.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.